There's a few bad moments. Obviously, the crash. We talked about that last episode. Well, a couple of episodes.
Crash it.
The crash.
You must have been exhausted, bro.
Yeah, yeah. However, exhausted.
Let's just switch gears, man.
to spin this conversation.
Oh, God.
All right, we're back in the studio.
Come on,
ETM the pod,
Chase.
Episode 11.
Come on,
in the studio from my right, we got E-Man, Shake, yes. Me, Bangs, Vish, Tim, and Manny. But yeah, we just come off the back of our headline show in Shepherd's Bush. If you were there, you enjoyed, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was lit, man.
You guys, I'm still tired.
I'm knackered. Man. The first thing I did when I got home. My wife was at home waiting for me.
Yeah.
And she was hoping for some sweet loving.
You're too knackered.
Can you see my performance?
You're tired, yo. But you wish you had sleep.
What about the rest of you, man? What did you do after the show?
I slept as well. You know, usually I watch like the videos back, but I was so tired I just slept and waited.
Yeah.
After the show, I was thinking, how am I getting home? So I drove Pedro's doing the videography, sound engineering, and all of that. So I drove Pedro from our side to Shepherd's Bush,
yeah.
And then my car started just jittering on the way there. I got this thing called drive train. It appeared on my screen. I don't know what drive train means.
Drive train?
Yeah, drive train. So it's some sort of engine failure.
Pause.
And then on the way there, my car was just jittering. So we tried to go to a petrol station. Mm. I thought it's because I didn't have engine oil in my car. Mm. So I thought, let me buy some engine oil. Couldn't get that. Mm. But we managed to get to the venue. I just parked my car and I said, I'm going to worry
you
about that afterwards.
You were late, innit? You weren't that late.
Not like an hour. How late were we? But like 30 minutes to an hour.
No, they're just lost. They came the same time as me.
Yeah. It came. Yeah, you became together.
Oh, yeah, we were late.
Yeah.
Came together.
Right. Power Rangers.
But you had car problems as well. Dej's car got broken into.
Got broken into.
Yeah. Which is good.
Tim hit a bollard.
We've covered this.
Hey, it's a bollard. We know what it is.
Yeah, bollard.
That's a warning. That's a warning for people. If you're leaving your MacBook or your laptops in your car,
anything valuable,
people can scanners.
Yeah, which is mad.
Where did Dej have it? In the boot?
I don't know. Yeah, he had it in the boot.
So they scanned it and then they broke his window, opened the boot, and then took it.
Crazy.
It's crazy because there's so many cars on that road. So for them to just scan every car as they're walking past and know you got a map.
Yeah. And know what you're doing.
I just clocked he was on a main road as well, so they didn't care about
cameras on the main road.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Someone would have seen someone just smash into a car in it.
There must be some sort of app on your phone or something. I don't know what they use, but and you're like just walking past cars.
Apparently
and
it's a Wi-Fi, like all electrical devices have a Wi-Fi.
Like a mail.
Receiver.
Yeah. Receiver, so you can find where the Wi-Fi is coming from or something.
Technology's
like that.
Technology's mad. From time people can take your car. Yeah,
seeing all those videos, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, man. Nuts, man. But yeah, what was your favorite part of the show, man?
The roast.
Oh, the roast.
Hey, the roast was contentious.
Let's start. Let's start at the entrance.
Okay.
That entrance is something that I've never seen before.
Give a breakdown first, man. A show breakdown so we know.
Okay.
Shout out to the choir, firstly. Yeah, they were amazing.
We'll do that at the end. now you told me to do an intro.
Yeah, you can do it then.
Okay. I was actually sitting in church one day, yeah?
Okay. Mm,
oh, this is what happened. Okay.
And I was sitting next to my cousin who sings in a choir.
Okay. Hey.
No, not that cousin. He was in a choir. And then he was telling me how he sings for another choir as well. Oh. And they do like, they just did the composer show or something.
Okay.
And I was that would be a good idea. Your mind started
ticking.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember I spoke to Manny and Manny was like, oh, we should use them for...
Joyful.
Use them for that game, karaoke game at the end.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I don't know how we got to it, but it was like, what if we use them as the entrance to come out? Because usually we just come out and we just dance to like the same track.
Yeah.
And then we just like high five and then sit down on the couch.
Yeah.
But it was like, let's do something different.
Yeah.
So I know you lot went to the practice, about what, four or five of you?
Yeah. You know what, I'm not gonna lie, initially, when you guys said, oh, we're gonna get a choir, I was like, oh, we got in church, we're trying to do a live show. I'm thinking, what are we doing here? Then when I went to the practice.
Yeah.
And then there's two elements, yeah. Mm. There was the backing track. When we heard that, Pedro brought it to the yard and he said, like, listen, we can't even play this on the MacBook.
Yeah.
We need speakers.
Pedro said to you guys, we should come out to Lonely at the Top. What was everyone's reaction?
But Pedro's always singing that song.
Pedro's been singing that song. The day he got released. He's going to be singing it the day he died.
He really wants to be Lonely at the Top. Lonely at the Top, mixed into Amnika.
Amazing.
Cold. Was that he said? Amnika?
Yeah.
And he said it was career.
You're crazy. This is crazy.
No, what? I thought it was Mike.
What did you just call me?
And Pedro tries... I don't believe Pedro when he says it was coincidence when they sent him the track.
No,
I know
no
Pedro
way.
Had some influence over that. 100%.
Some influence.
100%.
No, I don't mind what
Pedro gave her a list of songs. He said, Lonely at the Top, Lonely at the Top, Lonely at the Top,
Lonely at the Top,
Lonely at the Top.
sure.
No, yeah, that was a cold entrance. I haven't seen anything like that before. Vish was dancing.
Vish was
dancing.
Yeah.
You know what? I was lit, bro.
I had a rehearsal shake. I'm not going to lie. I didn't say it to you, but I was feeling a little bit nervous about the formation. Now I understand what Beyonce feels like because she got to make sure all of her dancers.
Yeah.
But you come through, man.
It was a bit stiff, but it worked, man. It was this move, that move there.
It's hard to catch on.
They don't do that in Sierra Leone. That's why.
Okay. So then the second game we played was, Blackmanim.
It's a new game we played.
That went off.
I think we should maybe do that live one day.
Explain
that game.
Yeah. So basically, obviously, there's an acronym game where you give a scenario and then there's a well-known acronym that you have to guess.
Yeah.
Mm. But we try to make it more for like the culture. So we called it Blackronyms.
Yeah.
Mm. So like an example is like when you're driving home from school, you see McDonald's, you ask your mom for a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And she will say T-R-A-H, which is...
Right at home. Yeah.
So we basically did that game live... And the audience loved it,
they
man.
Loved it.
The moment they saw the scenario, people were busting out.
Yeah, that was good.
Quick people got it as well. Because
One of the
we were struggling. There were some mad ones as well.
What was the one? One of your other bitches.
Yeah, they got that one.
They
started laughing straight away.
Yeah.
The crowd was full of girls though, so they're gonna get that one.
And no one knew that thing though.
Which one?
Whatever that.
One person knew it. You can move.
There's some people.
Who knows that?
Silence. All you hear is
cricket. That's 10% of people knew.
Some people do it. Upstairs, though, man.
Yeah.
Then we went on to our famous Whose Line Is It?
You see that game, I know my team lost, but. We didn't really lose.
We really won that one.
We actually won that one.
Left side just had the energy, man. Our side just had the energy.
It was a side thing, innit?
We can't be doing sides now. Next show, yeah.
Well, mix it up.
It's a free four.
We've
got to do row one, three. Even odd rows.
It was almost like, because during the Blackenins game, Tim split the sides.
Yeah.
So on the next game, they felt like they could only vote for your team, your side.
Yeah, once you split the side, that was it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you're on that side, you're on our side.
No, but it's not a split of sides for the next game. Yeah. It's just literally, he gave the better lines. That's what it's meant to be.
They were loyal.
They were loyal. And I feel like the our side
got energy, though.
Yeah, For some reason, our side got energy as well. That's the thing.
But don't you think it puts a down on your date, like when we were in Birmingham, our side made the most noise for us, and these guys' performances for all the other games were a bit dead.
Yeah, dead.
It's almost like once you've got the energy and your side are voting for you, then the next game you just got more energy to.
But that's why you got to get the first goal.
Honestly,
it's true.
Honestly,
these guys had the momentum. Basically,
changes the game. Goals change games.
And then we went, then we had a break, then we came out. Then we went, what was our next game?
Said some more roast. Stories.
Yeah, a couple of stories. Then we went to Roast.
Iman, well done.
Thank you. Is everyone's heart still open? Because I don't know if you did a mood check.
Did anyone come after you? Like, come up to you afterwards and it's like, rah, like they,
they were like, some of my friends come up to me, they're like, oh man, you don't listen to them. your body's fine.
Some people are like, oh, this is going to a dark place.
Manny's been fasting.
It's Christmas, you put a little bit of extra weight during the holiday.
You know what's so funny? When I brought the roast to the group, like, I said, we need to do a new game.
Yeah.
I said, let's play a game called Roast. You, man, were for it. Manny was for it. Benz was for it.
Yeah.
Pedro was initially for it. Then we all met up in the room and I told it to Shake, and Shake was just, Shake does this thing, yeah? If he doesn't like what you're saying, he just looks to the side. And
he just looks to the side.
He holds his head like this. That means he thinks your idea is whack. It's whack.
It's stinking.
But it was lit, bro.
It was.
So apologize. He made it lit, though.
His intro was.
Transition was sick.
The
ideas are like branches, man. Starts from the roots. And with some, you know, good.
Ideas are like trees, then you mean?
Start again. Ideas are like trees. Start from the roots, the right nurturing, the right conditions,
The right water.
Right water, sunlight.
Yes. Sunlight. Yeah.
Grows and grows.
And you're a ray of sun.
Shout out Blast for Gardner, man. Let's do it.
You're gonna pull these roots up.
What was your last favorite roast?
Favorite roast is Keenan and Kel for me.
Keenan
and Kel slack.
Kind of like Iman's one that he did for me.
Which one?
5 foot.
The short
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
You stunk on the roast though, man.
No, I didn't stink.
Yeah.
You smelt a little bit.
No, I didn't stink.
No. Do
you remember your roast with Edge?
Yeah, it was decent. I don't think everyone in the crowd got it. So
what was your roast?
Who's Chanel Brown?
I just had to.
No, it's Coco Brown. I don't know who Coco Brown is.
I don't know Coco
it's
Brown.
It's like an actress, comedian. Mm. But I needed to round with Clown, so. That was the reason.
So you just picked any random name. You said
Clown. I typed it on Google, comedian surname with Brown. Then Coco came up.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Yeah. I needed to rhyme. Like, I'm not really a roaster, anyways. I'll just give it a go.
So that game, just for context, if you weren't there, it was basically we were roasting each other with things that we think about each other. But we might have said it, we might not have said it.
Yeah.
And some things were true.
We said all of them, to be honest. Yeah, we said all of them.
So one was mad. My girl came up to me afterwards. She goes, yo, you guys must be real friends because that line that you said to Pedro about like seeing your girl when you butt. Like,
That was crazy. That was wild. It's funny enough, in the crowd, the crowd loved the dark ones.
They love the dark ones.
The humans are evil. Yeah, they're like, I got a reaction. And DJ was buzzing, like, he was breaking his button. Yeah, man.
Yeah, big up DJ Ace as well, man.
Yeah, big him up. Big him up.
And then last was the sing along karaoke. Brought out Notes, brought out One Ace, and brought out Choir again.
Really enjoyed.
Ended on Joyful.
Yeah.
And then Pedro was like trying to end the show, but just kept talking. And then he eventually sat down and said, "Let's say a prayer."
That wasn't part of
it. It was not planned.
No, I loved it.
I genuinely loved it. Yeah.
I think Des done it because his
mum was there.
His mum was there.
I've never heard Des pray like that before.
Yeah,
it was a sweet prayer.
It was a great, succinct,
good prayer.
Like. It had it all, man.
I didn't know where to look, though, because when you were saying in Jesus' name, I didn't know what to say.
What do you mean, bro?
Bro?
Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
What do you mean? You came church with me.
I had asterisks in my head.
But it was a good show, man. Got a lot of good feedback. A lot of things that we can like definitely tweak for next year. But yeah, man, we'll be back on the road soon, man, hopefully.
Do you know what a lot of the feedback I got or what I saw from the crowd is Tim and Bish, you guys are you kind of becoming like the fan favorites, you know?
Really, me?
Yeah,
Tim, when it came to that last game,
The energy,
nobody had it like you.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what happened? Because of Birmingham, I didn't really give them much energy, and I split my trousers. So I need to be like,
okay, you want to split it again? That's
what you do. I don't know what happened. I was like, no, they're stretchy, a bit stretchy, but I was thinking, yeah, this one, I'm going in on it.
That's what happens when you're on the winning team, though.
Yeah, the energy.
The energy is different.
The energy sapped for you. You're saying
that's what, in Birmingham. The energy for our team was sapping. As soon as we got to London,
the songs were better.
Yeah, their songs were better as well. Their songs were better.
If we'd done Pow, that would have gone off. If
Pow would have went off. That would have gone off. Yeah, 100%.
How'd you go from Pow to Whitney?
Didn't someone say they thought we were gonna bring out Lethal B or something?
Yeah,
someone
said that. Yeah, and Gigs.
I don't know where. To be fair, he goes to my gym. I should have hollered him.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
You should have hit him up, man.
I have a good question. What do you think your best performance was in the show?
What do you mean? Like, as in, what any
during
game?
The show, any game. Oh. What was your best performance during the day, during the night?
The roast. I felt in my element for the roast.
Wait, who did you get again? You got Pedro?
I got
You didn't get me, you didn't get me.
No, I got Tim, Vish, and Pedro.
Yeah.
I don't remember Tim's bar.
What do you mean?
go on, Shake, sorry.
Which one was your best?
I didn't take part in the roast, but like, I thought the intro to the roast was a nice way to
bring
that. Anyway, you kept coming in like to say, I remember your heart.
Your heart.
And you were roasting all of them anyway. Yeah. You did roast.
Do you want me to do the next time we do the roast? You need to have like a referee outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, you take it off.
Right, already, bro.
What about you, Bings?
Maybe. Caught up when I did the handstand.
Off guard. Yeah. Oh my
day. What's he guys doing, bro?
Come through and pick him up. Like,
I didn't know it.
Bro, Pedro, this is how I knew Pedro was drunk. I'm handstanding here, like coming towards him.
And he went the other
and
way.
And he ran around.
Yeah, that video was crazy.
You saw it?
I saw the video. I was like, what?
The back of the film.
You spooned the other side.
Well, yeah, luckily you guys got me. This was just like this.
Yeah.
I was like, this is two strong words, man. For me, it was whose line is it?
Six.
Whose line is it, for sure?
Which one specifically?
His phone is ringing.
Hey. D&D.
Oh, it's that alarm. It's an alarmist. Send words of affirmation to your missus.
Tell her I miss you.
I'm thinking of you. I don't really like these guys.
Five more minutes. Okay, cool. I've got 5 minutes now.
Are you getting in?
Sorry.
The doctor one, actually.
Doctor one,
of the doctor ones. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think the appendix one.
We'll
play that one.
Yeah.
Go on, Tim.
It'll be karaoke. The presentation.
The presentation.
I think we need more of those, you know.
I was thinking for next live show we need to add more to it.
For me, I think probably Joyful, that performance.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was cold.
I've seen some of the pictures. Cause I think the choir took some pictures on Instagram. So the pictures look good for Joyful.
Yeah, they do.
They did.
They do, man. They do. Yeah, man. We had a lot of support for the live show.
A lot of support.
Big up Ashley Zill. He came out, shut it down. A lot of people have been talking to me about like how he's a sick.
Yeah, he's a sick singer.
Very good voice. Official Poker, she shut it down as well.
Yeah,
great energy. The ladies, Tammy, Beatrice, Sharon. BCS podcast.
I was watching the video. They got a lot of love there, man.
Yeah,
they got a lot of love.
The dilemma was mad, bro.
The dilemma was crazy. I'm not sure if it's real. I'm not going to lie.
Do you remember?
Some girl wrote in saying that how her husband has gone on a business trip. But she suspected that he was cheating or having an affair. So she followed him. And then his car was outside of a hotel.
This is Nollywood.
Yeah, bro. And then she found out basically that the guy was in a hotel but having an affair with a guy.
That's the reaction.
And then she then told her sister, my husband's cheating on me with a guy. And then the sister was like, oh yeah, I thought you like had an open relationship. That's why I did a thing with him as well.
What? Oh, no, 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 no,
No, that's funny, but yeah, they slapped, man. Henry, DJ Ace.
Really good.
And of course, like the production team, all the promoters, Musicalized, as well as Vamp, that helped us out.
And
the
our
day,
special
man.
Guests as well. Did we say special guests?
Yeah.
Notes, One Ace.
TAC Choir?
Yeah, TAC Choir.
Melodies from Heaven. I think they call themselves TAC as well. But Melodies from Heaven, the choir, you lot. Amazing, man.
Shut down. I want to see them everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be a thing now where you see them at, like, events.
Yeah. Like, we could hopefully start something for them. It was crazy when we did the practice as well and hearing them singing. I was thinking, yo. Like,
yeah, they can
put on
sing.
The robe. Yeah, they can sing all of them as well.
Like, and dance.
Cool. Yeah, they sing and dance. Yeah.
Like, you expect them to sing. They're a choir.
But it's a dance
surprised
me. On point. They knew what they were.
It's like the choreography, the direction. There's, like, a lot that went into it. So when we came there for rehearsals, it was already at a level where it's just like,
Yeah. Slaps, man.
The other thing I was going to say is for our future live shows, like, if you guys got any ideas of any games you want us to play or any new things you want us to do, or just give us some feedback, just add that in the comments and you will take it on board.
That's
a good one. Please, feedback. That would be a good one. But yeah, everything you said, I don't know why I'm repeating it.
Who had the best outfit?
Oh, come on, man.
There we go.
Tim, what?
You see how they do me?
I actually genuinely tried to think, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah, he had a cool tease.
To be fair, Dej rose up the ranks.
Yeah.
But his outfit, you know. I don't know who styled him.
I
don't know who styled him.
It's a female touch, man, I'm telling you. Female touch.
What did you wear? You wore the plaid thing.
Joseph, the multicolored raincoat.
I like it.
I said you're wearing skills, rainbow.
It's Joseph. I consider the
Joseph, yeah. Yeah, man.
I consider the rainbow.
You're trying to get Potiphar's wife. the Christians will get that one.
Why'd you look at money?
No.
Oh, sorry.
What about you? What did you get?
I wore a leather oversized shirt and bottoms.
No, that shirt is cold as well.
The shirt's cold.
Still in my Zara basket.
What did you wear?
The dunk. I just wore white designer tee and jeans.
Designer.
Oh yeah, he wore a Givenchy.
Man, don't do this. I forgot what tee it was. Had like three dogs at the front.
I remember now. I forgot what the Dobermans on his shirt.
Was billionaires?
No. I can't remember what brand it is actually.
Three dogs.
You had three dogs at the front though.
You look calm though.
Yeah.
It was nice. I kept it calm.
Man. Good show though, man. But we'll be announcing something when we have more information.
I think we should do a summer show though.
I'd love to do a summer show. The energy will be way better in it.
And actually do like a party straight away.
Oh man.
That's what I think we need.
And on a Friday, Saturday, man.
Yeah.
I do like Sunday nights though. Like, I feel like,
when
I've gone to shows, I like shows on like, sometimes I've liked
I hear
on,
it,
like,
but
Sunday.
On a Sunday night, you can't have the party. I feel like that's, if there was one thing that was missing after the show, people, like by the time I got outside,
I was tired, bro.
People were gone. I had energy.
You had energy?
Yeah, I wanted to go to a party or do something, but fair. The fact we didn't have a party this time, like last year.
Yeah, last year we had a party. Yeah.
The budget was blown, man.
It was blown, man.
We're in arrears, man.
Yeah, we can't speak too much, don't
we? As long as you guys had a good time, man, that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly.
We did it for you guys.
We're not in arrears, man.
Pedro was just like, literally shaking his head like, why is that man saying arrears? The cameras hate that word, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny.
This is Dej. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Anyway, how was you guys' year, man? How was you guys' year? Do you guys get into reflection mode at this time?
Yeah. I'll say for me, it's been very steady.
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie. Steady, yeah, because obviously started a new job, beginning of the year.
Congratulations.
We love that.
That's good. Didn't you go down on one knee this year?
Last year.
That was last year.
Oh. Yeah, last year. So it's been like, yeah, time goes fast, isn't it? Yeah. So yeah.
So you got a new job. So you've moved on from fixing Word. You're on PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
Java.
Apparently. More than that, but apparently.
The motherboard.
CSS. That's the thing. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. So what I mean, like, what about work?
Do you do SPSS?
That's statistics. No.
Do Python.
A bit of Python. So it's like an application.
Do you do Anaconda?
Oh, you're crazy. What? I know you're thinking like, Manny's crazy in the Panda Anaconda. It's funny because I don't really work in the IT section, but when I'm in the IT group, so I'm on like the corner of the desk, and people come up to me, oh, are you IT?
IT support.
I support them towards that way. I think, you know, IT support's down that way.
Your application support.
Yeah, application support. Yeah. There's a difference. There is.
There's
different tiers. There's different tiers, isn't it? So if people don't come to me straight away, you're supposed to go to the service desk first.
It's different applications.
High level like issues, isn't it?
Higher level. Bigger picture.
Like when anything crashes, that's when.
No, it's not. No. It goes
when
to
the crash. You're dead.
No. It goes to them first. But it won't be me crashing.
He's got the screwdriver here.
His application is different. His application, isn't it?
What else did you achieve this year? Or do this year?
What else did I do this year? In terms of Pass Maker, another season. Really good. I feel like we're more consistent on Spotify.
Spotify.
We enjoyed
sure.
that.
Sure. That is an achievement indeed.
Also, we're posting a lot more, so we'll be more organized with our posts. That's in terms of Pastor Mecca, so it's really going well. But yeah, because obviously I'm in kind of like grinding mode, so I'm not trying to do much because I've got big plans next year.
He hasn't been coming out, basically.
So I don't want to talk too much.
Obviously. And then when you did come out...
When you did come out, you cost yourself a lot more money.
We can go into the worst. There's a few bad moments. Obviously, the crash. We talked about that last episode. Well, a couple episodes.
Crash it.
The crash. Also, I was thinking about the worst moments. I think is when we went out to where did we go? I think we went to Wembley, Box Park. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was for
recess.
Yeah. So we were drinking. That was the first time I was drinking in a while. Mm. So then the funny thing about this story is I can't really say the full story because I can't remember what actually happened. So from my perspective, I was on the train on the way.
That was this year.
Summertime. Yeah, it was for Dami's birthday.
It's not dumbest.
You can't call it the dumbest. So I'll say my part, then I think others will try and finish it. So obviously on the way home, I was on the train with Bengs, I think Pedro's cousin and something. Yeah. So they were talking, Bengs was telling me we're getting off the stop. I was like, yeah, cool. I was already feeling drowsy, like tired. My head was down already. So I got up. I just remember something going black. I wake up. You know when you wake up, you see like everything's all aerial. You like think what's going on.
Aerial?
I see the lights.
Channel five.
So I look up at the sky. I can see the lights, ceilings. What's going on? I realized I was on the floor on the train and I see the door of the train just closed down. I was like, what's going on? I was so embarrassed because I think there were a few people just scattered around looking at me. I was thinking, oh my gosh. I think I stayed on the floor for like a couple minutes.
And I know you're a big guy. You fall in.
Yeah, bro.
I wish I knew how I fell down. Like,
that tube must have
been. I really passed out.
You just fell on the floor?
I don't really remember. I just passed out.
I bang's wiper, man.
So we're getting the train to Farringdon to change to the Elizabeth line, yeah?
Yeah.
Three of us. So we're all talking to stop before Farringdon. This is something I can confirm. We're all talking as a group.
Yeah. So he's awake here.
And so we say we're getting off next stop. And then we walk off as you walk off, like, because it's your stop.
Mm.
And then I'm looking at Sunny and I'm like, where's Tim? I look back and Tim's like, Tim's in his seat, but then he wakes up and his hands in his head and he's like this, and his eyes are red. So I'm like, Tim, what are you doing? And then he's just looking around, yeah? Now, meanwhile, there's a girl that came from the motive as well, and she stayed on that train, because there's another route to get onto Elizabeth Line. You can go to, I don't know what station it is, maybe Liverpool Street or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll go off at Liverpool Street.
So we can get Elizabeth Line from Farringdon, yeah? But because it took a while, we met them at Liverpool Street.
Okay.
So when we get on the train, I see E-Man all of a sudden, because E-Man went a different route as well. And then I see Tim sitting next to this girl. And then the girl's like, oh, you left your friend. Like, he was on the floor, like, crying.
This girl didn't talk to you once. No, she was just watching me.
She was giving it all up. She said, oh, you left him. He was, I felt so sorry for him. I was like, bro, like, why?
She didn't say a word to me. She didn't say a word.
But she knew everything that happened. And she was monitoring you because she stayed in I don't know if you followed her or she followed you.
I managed to get... I've got my composure.
Tim was not in the state.
Why did you get off without him?
So we got off. We're all saying we're getting off, innit?
Yeah, oh, so yeah, Tim was supposed to get off.
Yeah. I remember he said, yeah, we're getting off. I was like, yeah. I remember. That's the last thing I remember.
Yeah.
But you saw him get up.
No, I didn't look. I didn't look back at him until the door shut. Because you know when you get off the train, you just see
him. Yeah,
you
shut.
If he was an adult.
So. Yeah, so when the door shut, that's when I see, when it's going away, the train's going away, and I see him like this. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing that he's on the floor. Like, he didn't know where he was.
Yeah, going. That was the first time me drinking that year. So.
Yeah, you're
you must have been exhausted, bro.
Yeah. However, exhausted.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Let's just switch gears, man.
to spin this conversation.
My year has been good, I guess. I got a new job. I'm a
music manager. Jeez.
Congratulations.
It is very flexible. It's music in it, so it's very flexible. Mm. But I got an artist. I got fired by an artist.
Oh.
More artists.
Oh. Yeah.
So, so life is life in
life
at the moment. But all right, let me actually ask you guys. So there was one time we went, when the artist that fired me.
I
only got fired once. We went to one of her shows, or his shows, her shows. And I'm a black man and she's white. Yeah. So I'm driving the tour bus.
Oh.
So me and Steve like took
driving Miss Daisy
to drive it. So obviously on the way back, we're playing music.
Yeah. Mm.
And like the whole time, like she's got like a crew, she got like a sound engineer, like
her people.
So we're playing Ed Sheeran, we're playing country music, we're playing all that.
Yeah.
And then we get to London, like we drove back from Leeds, so we get to London.
Mm.
It's our time.
And I'm just like, do you know what, Steve? Fuck that, man.
Yeah, honestly.
I want to play some Drake.
But I was like, I'm not going Drake. I don't want them to know. I wanted to be a blur to them. I wanted to, like, you know, sometimes you play music and people don't even realize.
Yeah.
I thought, let me play some Ashake.
Learning the top.
I can't even remember what I played. I played the up tempo one,
yeah.
And then I look back and Bill's in my dancing. I just felt attacked.
they didn't understand shit, bro.
To African songs.
Wow, this is spicy.
Spicy.
It feels racist. Like,
I didn't want to say it. It felt very racist. I was like, why is
that what's doing all this? It's a funny thing on TikTok. You see them white people doing African dances. That cracks me.
No, I swear, I can't watch it.
Izzy, you can't watch it.
I love it. It's a bit Amapiano ones as well.
Because they're smiling too much.
They're enjoying it so much, bro.
They're like, yeah, you can't do this.
That one guy, the one that, I don't know, they're calling him like Uncle Steve or something.
He moves his hips bad.
It's racist.
The matter of thing is, they didn't understand a word Ashake said. There's Nigerian people that don't understand that.
They probably didn't even realize. They probably thought like it was just an instrumental.
Yeah. A choir.
But yeah.
Yeah. My year was good. Got a new job, like the
two. That was this year.
I got the job last year.
Started
this year, like, in the very first month of this year.
My bad, man, at the live show.
How did you feel?
You know what? It was calm. Like, I don't mind it there, for some reason, because I feel like it won't get. And to be honest, I'm not really trying to hide it. Some one time I might pop it on my story or something, but
yeah,
like you just have to be a bit careful with it, sort of thing, innit? So yeah. I'm not trying to overly promote it. But actually, that's one of the things that I learned this year and I wanted to speak about. I don't want to be. I'm tired of just like hiding part of my life. Like I was saying, like you feel like Batman sometimes. I said that with my family and with my work. I just want people to know so I can just be myself.
Free.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I was managing the artist, that I had to hide.
You had to hide what you're doing.
So now any artist I take on, I say, I've got a podcast. I took on a new artist. I invited her to the show.
Is it?
She wanted to come because she was ill, but like I'm not trying to, it's long, it's dead. I'm blocking people from seeing my story when I'm promoting my own.
I can't
do it anymore. If you don't accept me, you can fuck off.
Nah, I hear it, boy. That's the biggest thing I've learned this year, that I just wanna be myself. It's too taxing to be acting all the time. But yeah, my year was good, very good, apart from this last month.
December.
Dirty December.
First day of December, the neck thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
Worst. That was literally the worst night of the year by far, bro. It was so.
What happened again?
Football. I played football, pinched.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sorry, man.
Played football. I actually won a header. It was a cup game.
That's more believable. Yeah. That's like, oh, what's this?
Malfunction.
So yeah, what a header. What's that? And then like pinch nerve, A&E all night.
Oh,
worst night ever. Man. So long, bro. The maddest thing is, I was in A&E. Yeah, my neck was hurting so much. So I'm in A&E like this, like, and I'm. In A&E, you stay there for so long. I was there for like 5 hours. I'm in the waiting chair. I'm like this. I get in there around 10 p.m. Match of the day comes on the screen. But they got the screen.
You can't turn your neck.
They got the screen up there. I'm like, bro, if you keep your eyeball here for more than 5 minutes, it starts.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
It's painful, bro. Yeah. I didn't even know it hurts that much. So I'm there just listening to Newcastle just winning. Eavesdropping on some girl. Some girl behind me in A&E had a story, where she went somewhere to get a BBL.
Whoa.
Yeah, there was like bare complications or whatever. And then the NHS wouldn't treat her. They wouldn't fix the problem. They would just give her medication as painkillers sort of thing. Ooh. So she was behind me with her sister. The storyline was slapping, bro. Because her sister just found out that months ago she went to
same one to
wherever it was to get a BBL. She told them that she went to Paris or something like that.
Paris.
Storyline was slapping so much. But yeah, anyway, that happened week one of December. Week two of December, the live show, which was really good, but then I get back to my car at the end of the show, somebody stole my MacBook.
Ugh.
Sad.
They broke into my car, stole my MacBook. And I just, every day I'm finding out new things that they stole. Because I thought they just took the bag. Because when something's not there, you don't know. And they left some stuff there. They left my crepes in the car. And they didn't check the glove.
when the right size. No, they saw the size. They're like,
I get these everywhere.
I didn't think it was the axles as well. But yeah, they left the crepes.
That's good to leave that, though.
But yeah, I just found out today. So today I said to the coach, my football coach, that I can play tomorrow.
Yeah.
I found out just now that they still took the boots.
They took your boots and they left your trainers.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
They got their priorities.
The boots, the shorts, everything. My year's been crazy. My last month of the year has been crazy. Other than that, it's been really, really good.
Yeah. The worst thing when people break into your car is like not knowing what they've done.
It's hard
how they've gone or have they been putting their feet. But I remember during COVID.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I hear it.
I remember during COVID, I think I left my car open one day,
I think he's on.
And then I got to my car the next day, the seat was all the way back. So
yeah, they done something.
So they just came and slept it.
I don't know if they were sleeping.
They were low-riding.
Bro, I was like, what? I felt horrible, bro. I had to go and get a valet.
Did they take anything?
Bro, they took the, I don't know, like with Mercedes, you have like the wheel lock stuff. They took that. I was fuming.
That's annoying.
And then there was like some change.
You need that for your wheels.
They took every penny.
They took their shit. So they're bastards.
Tramps, £3.69. Tramps. Yeah. They wanted every penny of it.
The Happy Meal, man.
And they got free accommodation that night.
Yeah. Bro, I was so vexed. Because when my window was broken, I was like, I'm not going to get it fixed tonight. I can't leave this car in London with the window broken.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me go back to Cambridge. It's nice and secure. I was driving back, but the window, it was...
Bare breeze.
You have to hear it. You have to put the other one down.
You have to open
it up a window.
Yeah.
I was dying, bro.
Oh,
my days.
Yo. And it was cold that night. It was windy that day.
I had to heat it on full gas.
Yeah, on the dashboard, they were like...
You're moving the car. Yeah.
That's so long,
on the virtual, they're like, God, do you want to close the window? You got to heat it up. But I'm like, you guys don't even know they smashed the window. You guys didn't alert me, bro. It was hell. I was so vexed, bro. Like, and I was a bit waved because it was after the show as well. Yeah. I'm just freezing and the breeze.
Freezing as cold.
I kept winding up and down the window because I was battling between the cold and the noise. The noise is so mad, bro.
Like 70 miles an hour.
I was in the left lane. When you're driving at that speed and you've got a window open, the breeze as well, comes through the car. I was like, bro, this is crazy.
Turbulence.
Oh, that's actually mad, man. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, man. Crazy night.
My year's been, I got a new job as well.
Jeez. So you got a new job? Is that four in a row? What are we saying, man?
It's true.
It's been a good year. A lot of work put in. I've traveled a lot this year because of that new job.
Mm. Yeah.
Missed some flights.
Somewhere early.
Somewhere early. Somewhere early. Somewhere late. Somewhere Europe. Somewhere Africa. No, it's been good, man. And you know what's crazy? Because obviously you fly business class and you fly economy, yeah?
Don't say it like we don't. Obviously, it's crazy. Carry on.
Let me change my sentence. So when you fly for work here, obviously you get upgrades. So you get the first, the business class upgrades, yeah?
Yeah. That depends on your level in the company, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
And the company.
Yeah. Anyway, I work in tech, so they've got peas.
Yeah.
So this is like maybe since I've been this age, I haven't really flown business class like that. Mm. So I flew it when I was younger when we got a free upgrade.
Okay.
Don't lie, bro. No.
So I flew British Airways, yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously I didn't know how to act because they give you cutlery and shit.
Yeah, the actual like metal.
Yeah, they give you cutlery. So obviously I'm used to being in economy and taking the headphones and the pillow and the blanket home and all that stuff. So now I've got this cutlery come. Yeah. So I've taken the cutlery and then she's giving me my food and she's like, where your cutlery gone?
Oh, you take
so
it.
So every time she gives me something, I'm taking it. Oh. And then they give you this kit as well, which...
Why are you taking metal cutlery?
Yeah, what's just, wrong?
You don't know how to act.
And I know and the one in here.
Yeah, like, I hear it.
You wouldn't know how to act. Yeah, so exactly.
In a hotel, you would take the food.
So I'm taking it, but this woman's...
The air stewardess is like,
this guy's never flown a business class before. You can tell. And then even like, when she was like, oh, you can get more than one drink, you know, like she's telling me, yeah, like she, I think she clocked I was a beginner because she was like, you ordered one drink. You're not making me busy.
So I was just
struggling. Now I've got used to it because even then I didn't use the lounge. Like now I use these things.
Oh.
So I go to airport bare early now. You still miss your flight even if you go early. But no, it's just all the amenities are like, man, you don't have to act.
Bro, I just remembered on my way back from LA. I went LA this year, slap.
Yes.
Bro, I'm on the plane and then I'm waiting for someone to put their suitcase up in it. Some guy's putting his suitcase up for his wife.
Mm.
The suitcase drops on this woman's head.
Oh.
And she's like, But then the guy, he's actually got like a problem with his arm. So he falls on the floor. And she's crying. He's like, oh, like he's got, and then his wife, like, someone help. He's got, like, I don't know what he's got. He's got issues with his arm. And I was
wait, does the suitcase drop on his arm?
No,
he dropped on a woman's head. Up,
but he's got a bad arm. That's why.
It oh.
So he then falls on the floor. The woman's crying. It's just chaos. And then she looks. She looks down and she sees him. And all of a sudden, she's fine. Yeah.
Neymar.
Is that the ref stop giving it? Stop.
Come on, man! Like, but then I was just like, come on, you. Like, I was thinking about the wife. I was like, you know, your husband's got a bad arm.
My man.
Yeah, you're breathing. Do some work.
Honestly, and the man's sitting on the whole plane ride with a bad arm for the whole journey because you made him put up your suitcase.
Yeah.
I hate chivalry, man.
I hate it.
The other thing I would say is when you go in business class, yeah. No. Bro,
we just went to economy. Yeah.
Let's bring it back this way.
Like, get it. When you go business class, wait.
That is stupid. That's a good idea though. When you're in business class, yeah, when you look around and this is where you see rich people, yeah. I thought okay, I'm wearing Balenciagas, you know, I'm in that class. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Bro, I see a guy Gucci'd out, I see a baby Gucci'd out. I was like,
baby.
I can't do this, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The MacBook was an M1, man. Mine was a fucking E1.
I don't know what that means.
I don't have, yeah. He works in tech, so.
we got application support here, bro.
I thought M1 was a motorway. I know it's like some of the Macs, but I never heard of E1.
Oh, processor speed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a new Mac with the M3.
Yeah, you're sorry. The Beamer, he's got the Beamer, man.
Yeah, true, the M3. It was 2023. Yeah, no, it was a good year, man. I didn't work for like 8 months of it.
Slaps.
I don't even know how you can do that, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know how as a human being you cannot work in this during the cost of living. This guy, that's how you know.
He's done it twice.
He's got money, bro.
Crazy.
No. To be fair,
bank savings are deep.
I can't talk too much about it, but I got some money to leave, basically, innit.
I overran it.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it was a decent year. Got a new job this month, actually. So I'm back in
five for five.
Back in a rat race, you know, in my team.
9 to 5.
But hey, man, yeah, it was a good year, man. Overall,
I feel like you always leave your job when the PTM season is approaching.
That slaps.
Yeah.
But that's what you call multitask, though.
PTM is it's a big project, especially for with what he does for it. Yeah, it probably is.
But the job is just like, it's so demanding on your time. It's just it's genuinely hard to do both.
Yeah.
Unless you balance it well.
It's a mental thing as well, isn't it? Because you know, it's demoralizing.
Yeah,
doing that when you're trying to do a project that you're passionate about.
Yeah,
it's hard, man. And bro, I started this job on like the first week. Of
yeah.
I started this job the first week of September. My first meeting with my manager, and she says, "Oh, I know you got a podcast."
Slaps.
Doesn't really slap. You're free. You're a bit free.
Depends. I need to go. I'm making my Insta private ASAP.
This year, I got a new job as well.
Sure.
Yay.
I quit it, though.
After 3 weeks. Yeah, applause for quitting.
Yeah, I applaud that.
Yeah.
Obviously, a big thing happened. I got married. So.
I was an MC at your wedding.
This
is a good year.
Good year,
man.
We'll talk about the MC at the end.
Your praise is coming up.
But obviously, I've been self-employed for a while. But you know, the honeymoon and the wedding funds was low.
A little pick me up.
So I went back into work, and I learned very quickly that
you don't like
can't
it.
Do
I
it.
Can't do it, man.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I was getting
what part of it is? Yeah, do you not like people telling you what to do, or is it?
I don't mind people telling what to do.
Yeah,
but I expect you to respect me. That's the first thing.
Yeah, that's key.
Maybe what led to it was the fact that I was one of the few black people, and I forgot my training. So you know when you first graduate and you get into your first jobs, as a black person, you know how to navigate.
Yeah.
I've been out of that world
for so long. Yeah, yeah.
And the microaggressions were like in my face straight away.
And I
couldn't hack it, to be honest. So I went on a work retreat. It was like an induction day. And after our induction, we had a dinner with everyone.
Sweet.
And I was sitting at work and I was just doing my thing, chatting to people next to me. But the whole table, the table was full of women.
Yeah.
And I was telling them I'm getting married soon. Mm-hmm. All of them simultaneously was like, why? Men are this, men are that. I've divorced twice. Oh like, I got all this shit from men and I'm supposed to be happy about
getting married.
Then
they were talking about why am I not engaging with them as much? Why am I not drinking with them? I was like, yeah, I don't drink. I don't drink. But I'm still here. I'm still present.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't really engaging with that, the chit chat about like their cats and their dogs. Oh. You know, all of that you have to do to.
Small talk is.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's so hard.
And then I was looking at my wage for what I was doing. I was just like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Anyway, quit after 3 weeks. Gave me a little boost. I actually went on holiday straight away, so that was nice.
You went on a few holidays this year.
Yeah, a lot of it is work related.
Oh, okay.
But I went Morocco.
Slap.
Yeah, that was sick.
Tagine. So I can eat that tagine in peace.
Napoleon for my anus.
Tanzania, man.
Oh yeah, my honeymoon.
I was so jealous.
No, that looks sick though.
He's Zanzibar, isn't it?
So sick, bro.
My wife nearly died twice.
Season
6. season 6 coming soon, guys.
We saw money trying to feed the turtle.
Funny.
Yeah.
But no, it's good year, man. Married the love of my life, and it's all about kids now.
Yay.
That's the plan.
Congratulations, man.
Congrats, man.
What was your man's best moment from the year? Or like funniest moment, or like just something that sticks in your mind from the year?
From the year?
Mine, Malta. There's one day in Malta. Ooh. This was like the greatest day of my life, but made extra funny because, bro, so me and E-Man are in Malta, yeah?
Yeah.
And we're in a nice hotel. What's the name of the hotel again?
Mayflower,
yeah.
I was following that. I was jealous. Oh, yeah. I was in fucking Tunisia. I was trying to get there.
We're in the Mayflower, yeah, and the day comes of the day of the like the best venue. I even forgot what the venue's called, but everybody knows the venue, and it's Bear Six, known out there.
I didn't go that far.
So then we're obviously we've pre-drunk. Yeah, we're drinking. Me and Iman are coming out of the hotel. Outside of our hotel, yeah, there's this. This girl called Mel, like we're cool now on socials and stuff. She's bare cool.
Tick.
And she's like giving everybody that comes out of the hotel shots.
Oh, right. Oh.
Everybody. Like she's got tequila Patron.
Right.
She just poured it. As soon as you come out, Bears of Us were there. Me, E-Man, Uncle K were all bad. We're all doing that. We were the bad bees, bro. In Malta. we've all taken a shot. I'm like, yeah, of course, I've had my piece. E-Man, obviously, there's bare girls around here. Yeah, so like, obviously, we're trying to show we're men, innit?
Yeah.
E-Man's like the girl's like, do you want to take, do you want the real stuff?
Yeah.
She goes under her left breast and she pulls out some Ugandan drink.
Oh,
I
couldn't read it.
She's strong, bro.
So I say to her, like, nah, I'm a bitch. I can't. I'm not having any of this. Cool. E-Man's there like, run it.
Of course.
Pussy.
E-Man takes it, yeah. I see. As soon as he takes it, something comes out of it. he takes it. This guy was finished, bro. You know that? You know the zone before you know you're finished?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're limbo. bare active. Yeah. So we're in the motive, greatest motive ever. You got the beach there. E-Man is, we're vibing. We're with E-Man's boys, we're Solomon and Chez. And we're proper vibing, enjoying. I see E-Man getting more shots at the bar. Because like obviously you see bare people there and you end up getting shots with your boys and with your friends. E-Man's getting more shots. I'm just looking over at him like, this guy, he's on his way out.
He's on the road.
Last ropes.
Yeah. E-Man comes up to me just looking bare sad. I'm like, what's going on? You good? This is a good time. He's like, I lost my phone, man.
He's like,
I'm two waves. I need to go yard. I'm two waves. I need to go yard. I'm vexed. And then he just walks out. I was like,
I was like, bro, look at this view. Are you going to miss it? I was like, you're going to miss this motive.
Don't need the phone.
He just went home. But I think you found your phone, right? You found it. Yeah, somebody found it. Yeah, they kept it at the venue or something.
Oh, that's lit, that, man. You know? That's so lucky, bro.
Yeah, that was a very. I remember that being like a very, very good day. It was just that motive was just too sweet, man. Even without Iman, I was floating. Iman was going home. I was out here floating.
You know what? Watching the motor snaps were amazing. I'm gonna lie, I loved it.
You guys would have.
I loved all of the people there. I loved it watching it because everyone's having fun. You know. Rejoicing and
plus you get to see different perspectives. You watch his story, then you watch his, then you watch the others. Who didn't go Cancun again? Well, when we went,
Pedro.
I felt like that.
Yeah.
And I was going through it then.
You were studying, innit?
Exam.
Yeah. That's that crazy, sad, man.
Bengs went Cancun twice, back to back.
I hear it.
And I do it again.
I hear it.
It was lit, man.
I hear it.
I think one of the moments that comes to my mind of this year is actually being MC at your wedding. Because it was just... It was chaotic, man.
I just got there and I was like, okay.
Yeah, Bengs is
like,
yeah,
that's what we're doing. Okay. Like,
it was, honestly, it was, that's how it happened to me.
Don't listen to anything Bengs was saying.
No.
I was just...
No, not you, the family.
Oh, yeah.
They don't respect him. He's got no accreditation in any of the countries, bro.
I couldn't say anything in their language either. Yeah, it was tough, man. But that was fun. It was a funny experience. But yeah, man, we'll do a real story about that.
Yeah, load that one up.
Season six.
What about the rest of you, man?
Probably holiday. New York, I went to New York. That was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everyday people. Solo that event trip. Slaps, man.
How was that? Your first solo trip?
New York.
What's everyday people?
Yeah,
an
my
event?
First solo trip.
It wasn't really solo, though. You went out there.
I was with my cousin all the time. So, yeah, it weren't solo out.
Oh, you never went out alone? As in when you was going to, like, events and stuff or restaurants?
I went about alone, yeah. Mm. But I was staying with him. And when we went... Out. I was with him.
Oh, okay.
That was sick. Obviously, LA was sick. I remember when I went to the Amazon event and Anderson .Paak was DJing. Is it?
What? Yeah. That? You don't this on your
side. What the hell?
Oh, you even replied to my story, bro.
I didn't remember. I remember
because Anderson .Paak
was good.
Oh, you went to LA in Jan, innit?
Yeah.
Early. That's
early, though.
That's lit, man.
That's lit. I think I should remember that.
I genuinely remember it, though.
Yeah.
I remember the stories from LA.
I remember, LA was sick. I had to extend, man. That was slapping. I want to go back, though. Badly. LA. Yeah, that was probably my highlight.
Mine was probably... Actually, you're wearing it. Like...
The live show.
No.
Dandruff.
The tracksuit.
Dandruff.
Use conditioner, guys.
I said use conditioner, guys.
No, the tracksuit.
Hey, you want to be sponsored by a prop, it's bad.
Yeah, this took months, man. Well, yeah. Months.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, basic.
Everything from the like the sizing to the length to everything, man.
Yeah,
so it was nice.
You kind of went on a solo one with that as well. That's best.
And I think it's always been a passion, but like to try to see it like on other people and actually, yeah, man.
What you like looking at it on me? You know what you're saying? Huh?
Who do you think is rocking it better, or Bengs and Shake?
I can't choose. Actually, Shake, because your one had dandruff.
Oh my days.
your one looks clean from here, man. Yeah.
What was the best PTM moment or the funniest PTM moment?
Ooh.
Tim's.
Tim's crash is up there. I missed it, man. Deliberation.
No, flipping. Your story about your girl, the brunch story.
Oh, yeah. You mean moment like that? Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, sorry, what did you mean?
I think you meant PTM.
I meant like an incident. Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
Like, do you want me to do from next year, though? Yeah,
we need to document, write things down, man.
Yeah, like I need to do things
outside
of work. Yeah, of we don't do that. Bro, have this, like, Shake was supposed to have organized skiing for ages.
We have foot golf that have delayed like every other month.
Oh my days.
Six times this guy.
Is it still delayed? Let's make a pact. 2024, yeah?
Let's not.
We did this pact though.
No, for every...
Wait, it was go-karting. It was go-karting this year.
Shake said I did go-karting.
Was it this year? It was go-karting this year?
That wasn't this year. That was last year. But last year we had a pact where everybody would do an event.
That's true.
And then I think we did one or two events and then we just stopped.
I patterned one.
Wait, what event did we do this year?
I patterned free complimentary meal for everyone.
You did.
Oh, that was slapping.
Yeah, bro.
Sisbar. Oh, yeah, I can make it.
The salmon and that green sauce.
That was good. It was good, man. So good.
It's Sisbar, bring us back, man. I love your stuff, man.
Some man never organise anything, though.
So I don't know why you're looking at me. I don't know why you're looking at me.
You organise COD. You'd be like drillers.
He didn't even say drillers, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't even say drillers. It's
us two or soups.
Nah, you just find them online.
No, that was only that one time.
He just said jump about.
Yeah, we need to do more stuff outside of work for sure. 100%. Because that's how we get stories, to be honest.
That's so true as well.
That's how we get the group stories.
That was one of the funniest days, though, when we was going to Box Park, Wembley. That journey on the train. It was me, you... Tim, E-Man.
I don't know if it was Manny's wedding.
I drove.
Manny's wedding.
No, I'm talking about a time we was on the train
and
drunk.
Yeah, and it was funny. I think I was on the train.
I remember the story from it.
Because, yeah, you're right. One time we met him because he parked. But I think it was another time. There was another time that was all on the train.
I'm pretty
sure that was this year.
Yeah. There was a time. Those times are always funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. There were some girls on the train and was making jokes. I can't remember what it was.
Oh.
Not that time.
I
can't remember.
I saw the comparing.
That was a different time as well.
Eman loves talking to strangers on the train.
But the on the train thing's flat.
Yeah.
I remember Manny's wedding day, and then the guy came up to us and he's like, I can feel you lots.
Energy.
Yeah.
The guy's like, there's something there, you guys should make a podcast.
Good idea, man.
I actually enjoyed our journey to Birmingham.
That was fun.
Birmingham was actually.
Yeah, Ben said it would be fun as well.
That journey alone was sick.
The football game.
Yeah, that slaps.
Yeah, we definitely need to do more stuff, but we're just so busy inside PTM and outside PTM as well. That's the problem.
So hard.
So if we try to make a motive now, somebody won't be able to attend.
But it's okay. The way we're happy sometimes with six on the pod means we're happy with six of us.
Yeah, true.
Linking up.
I would be more upset if you man decided without me.
What, like, outside
yeah,
the
fun thing? Yeah, that's evil.
And you see everyone smiling, having bare fun.
Yeah.
We need to go on a holiday, bro. We ain't been on a holiday in a while.
We haven't had time.
We got a wedding. Oh, we got Stags coming up.
Does he know what we're doing for his Stags?
No, not yet.
Yeah. We need
everyone just say a nice country in Europe. Just a nice country.
Europe. Who do you think we are, bro?
Slovenia.
Landlocked.
It's so true. Landlocked. We need a grand holiday. I was watching Hangover yesterday.
Las Vegas, man. Las Vegas.
We need to go Vegas or Dubai.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that none of us have gone Vegas.
We need to go Vegas.
Oh, no, nobody's been.
I don't think anyone here has been. Actually, Shake, have you been Vegas?
I almost went when I went to LA.
But we can't plan a grand holiday next year because we've got too much on already.
Yeah.
Well, next year,
2025.
We need to be sponsored.
We can go towards the end of the year.
Someone else will get married.
And somebody else to do something. Yeah.
Sure.
We get sponsored by like an airline or something.
What, end of next year?
Yeah.
We should go Nigeria, you know. We should really go Nigeria.
That's the smart thing you said.
But
we need to.
But it's too expensive.
You lot need. I bet you Vish has got more than you, man.
What, Nigeria?
Yeah. Vish has gone Africa more times than me.
I've got Africa the most this year.
Because when I went to Kenya last year, it was so sick.
You can get, apparently you don't need a visa for Kenya now.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Well. I'm going in January.
It's actually
only,
so sick.
If you're, only if you're...
Oh, if you're going to Kenya, Club Hennessy, yeah. That place is so lit.
I wrote it down. I listen, man.
It's only like the roadsides though, but it's so lit. It's so lit.
They'll kidnap him, you know. They'll kidnap him.
No, they won't kidnap me, bro.
Be, nah, bro.
There's Asians there, but not on that side. There's a lot of Chinese people as well, isn't it?
There's Chinese everywhere. Yeah.
Building roads everywhere, bro.
Oh.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Oh.
Thank you guys for commenting. We love the comments. We see everything.
Yeah, we read everything. Yeah. We read everything. So if you want to cuss us, cuss us.
Okay, not me though. But yeah, I had enough.
The dumbest.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was on Twitter.
Why didn't you screenshot it?
Some comments I delete. I can't even lie.
Is it? Yeah. You delete the dumbest.
No.
You can't delete that one anyways. Yeah, that was made by someone.
Yeah, you can't delete Twitter.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find it.
Crazy thing.
It was like a quote tweet or something.
It's going to be hard to find because someone tweeted.
Yeah, but wasn't it?
No, so I don't know how you're going to find it. No, I didn't at us. That's the thing. So what I did is on Twitter, I typed in Pastor Meerkat. So I was scrolling through the tweets, seeing everything. That saw one person said, "Oh, Pastor Meerkat is lit." So I don't know what made me click on the replies. Clicked on the someone said, "Yeah, it's lit." Some guy said, "Oh yeah, Tim's the dumb man. He's so dumb. This Tim, yeah, this Tim nigga's so dumb. The guy underneath, yeah, the dumbest."
That's mad, you know. Man, I was gonna double down.
These lot don't even know.
Dumb.
I think I spoke to Tim. First, I think I spoke to Tim first about it in private. I was like, "Oh, did you see that?" And he's like, "Yeah, how are people just talking about me like that? I don't know none of these people. How the fuck are they just talking about me like that?"
Hey,
I was
funny.
Like, "That's where you're at, bro. That's where you're at."
The council, he's the dumbest.
Anyway, we wanted to review some of our favorite comments this year. What we've got on the content, and there are absolutely loads on TikTok.
We read them all.
I absolutely love going through the comments, man. It's basic, and I love when somebody comments and then you say you see like 3,000 likes. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's when it was hitting.
That's more than your stories.
The dumbest.
There's one comment I always see. This needs to be longer. It's too short.
Yeah. We're used to
it's too short. It's too short. No, like, it needs to be longer. Oh, it ended so quick. Yeah, man. We're working on that, guys.
Have
don't
you
worry.
Heard that before?
We're not.
No, I haven't heard that before. No, I haven't, you know.
My guy. You're not the dumbest.
Yeah, you man, feel free to just shut up.
I see a lot of comments saying...
Yeah.
I see a lot of comments saying these guys are great storytellers, which is always good to.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love them kind of comments.
Those are one of the best ones. Yeah, that one makes you feel like, oh, I did well.
I did well. Yeah. You see their laughter, even though they're not really comments. Good. But when you see
somebody commented on the story, I need to. What did they say? They said, we need more podcasts."
Oh, that's lit.
I love that. I love that because that goes against the narrative, the tide. I know what you did with that comment, bro.
Tide as well.
Seven likes.
Yeah, on that comment.
There was one comment, I can't remember if it was on YouTube or TikTok, where it's like, you guys helped me through lockdown. Do you guys remember that comment?
Oh, yeah. That was on YouTube.
That was on YouTube.
Do you know what comment that I got face to face? After I posted, Bleachers posted my Arsenal dad.
Yeah.
My brother put in our group chat.
Yeah.
My mom called me.
Oh.
And she was like, this reminds me of your dad, innit?
Oh.
Yeah. That's sick.
And she was happy.
That's sick.
I didn't even think of it from that angle.
Your mom sees everything, you know.
Everything.
When I see your mom coming, I'll be like, oh, thanks, auntie.
My mom be commenting, but she doesn't know. She's just like, yeah, great. She would comment something like, great YouTube or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
You comment was on the community,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well done, guys. This is great. Yeah, I mean, I have to play after the live show.
Have you spoken to her?
Yeah. They were so happy. My big mummy started crying when the choir was doing the entrance.
Crying?
Yeah, because she was like, oh, this is just like, it's just bare sick to have.
Oh, yeah. That's so true, you know.
Yeah, I could just imagine a lonely.
What do you think when Pedro just made you, well, he didn't make you pray, but you just randomly, did you know what he was going to say?
No, I've always been like really good at praying. I've always been really good at praying in a circle. My mum always used to tell me that. So when he said it, I was just like, my mom's in the crowd, like, let me just join it. And we were just freestyling at that time.
Anything was just happening.
I didn't even know how we ended the show. It was just anything. So I was just like, let me just go before it even gets awkward. But yeah, prayer's always been calm.
Oh, that's good.
And I always have like a formula to pray, sort of.
I'm actually very happy a lot of people have commented that they love that we ended.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You might as well make that a thing.
That can become a thing,
can make it more inclusive.
Yeah, sorry. I always think about that, you know, because I always see shit.
Shake's eyes are open. We had a choir, we did gospel songs.
Sorry.
You was front dancing. Yeah, man.
I think we don't figure the boss.
What I saw a lot is I need the animated version.
Yeah, good.
Which shows that we got another string to our
string. That's true.
One comment I like as well is when you do a video, when we do Whose Line Is It, we say a joke, no one gets it. Like, there's bare silence. But you see in the comments, people are like, it's sick.
I hear this.
This is class. CCSS.
You have to understand that. And you still don't explain it to us.
Yeah,
I explained it to you lot.
Yeah. It's a programming thing.
Explain it.
No, because obviously it's like a programming function. When I said class.
Oh, great explanation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. We understand that.
It's like chat up line. It was just like, I can't remember the chat.
I can tell you studied CSS because I know you got class.
CSS is like a programming language we're using like web development, and class is like one of the functions. So class will hold like the attributes of you see like different borders.
Yeah.
Colors.
He's cooking us.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I said, it hit different. Someone said CSS joke hit different. Come on.
He's been waiting for
it. Yeah. He was waiting for that as well.
Redemption as well.
Yeah, then there have been other ones. Oh, Tim is fighting the English. Tim should write this stuff down instead.
Oh yeah, I saw that comment.
That guy got bare likes. Yeah, that was my friend.
Even our own friends. Yeah. When they start getting likes in your head, he starts replying to the reply.
Someone wrote on, and this reply, someone goes, I didn't expect the brown kid to have good lines. Well done.
Is it a Nigerian thing? The Nigerian.
Yeah. This goes. Yeah, thanks.
And what do you think? I don't fucking read.
I love it when they comment on the ad libs as well. There was one like awesome. I didn't even feel like that slapped when I was editing it, but that got bare comments.
What's that?
Like where, I was like, the girl always sets you up for failure. Then I think, is it Manny that says like Arsenal? They're like Arsenal.
Oh yeah.
I love ad-lib comments. They
love it when Shake on my story was saying,
Tell him again, man.
Someone loved my, on your prayer one, when I said fire in the booth.
Fire in the booth.
There's one that Iman wrote on TikTok, got bare likes. Come on, ladies. £1 fish.
Iman is racist.
Headshot.
Oh, okay.
I see like 1K likes. I was like, bro, my own friend is cooking me, bro.
I like the video that Dej found of the live show when the girl said, that she has a man.
She said, sorry to my man.
The funny part wasn't even that. It was the way she was laughing. She's like, oh, God.
She hasn't really got a man. That's what girls do now. They're like, sorry to my man. So they're just like, oh. You guys don't know about that. You guys are not in women's business.
That's right.
I'm about to do something embarrassing or something.
That's right. Come
on. Hey, what do you not feel about the comments that say, I wish I didn't see these guys' real faces. I want them to be a cartoon forever.
I hear it, to be honest. I hear it. I wish.
That's why we need Fabian badly, man.
Yeah. If Fabian drops a story, bro, they're not commenting on the story.
Surely we're not cartoons, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Like Rabina, though, he needs just a drop to change the water into something more.
That's what my partner said last
week. That's a great analogy. Like,
I swear down.
Rabina, yeah. A drop of Ribena will change the water.
Squash.
One drop of Ribena.
I'm not too sure why he said that.
Yeah.
Fabian's the Ribena and we're the water, plain. And the Ribena just changes the outlook of
it. Colorism.
Okay,
I get you.
Yeah, but Shake's white too.
Look at the way his eyebrows went.
Oh, this was one of the funniest comments.
Go.
Chung, that's a Windrush slang.
Oh yeah,
cooking.
He said chung.
Yeah, I posted that on my story. Bare people were responding. They were cooking, bro.
Chung thing.
Did you say chung? I said chung. Yeah,
chung.
He said she had the
sight. The jokes.
Yeah.
What story, bro?
That was on Parcel Tongue.
Windrush slang. You know how mad that is, bro?
Somebody was like, oh, he looks so young for somebody so old. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know what story it was. Oh, no, it was your recent story when you were talking about South Courts, and I was like, yeah, that's the best one at Essex. And they were like, bro.
There's no more South Courts.
There's the other thing as well,
Oh, my days. South Courts isn't even it anymore.
Yeah,
that's funny. Was Meadows slapping?
They were building Meadows when we were there, innit?
Yeah, I was there. Meadows was slapping.
Oh, yeah, no. We went to
Meadows was slapping.
Oh yeah, Meadows was bare sick actually.
Yeah, it was so sick. Slapping.
That's proper new build.
Oh.
That's where you almost lost your virginity.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
What other comments are there?
Whoa.
On the Parcel Tongue one, after they were making all the old comments, my niece, my auntie's daughter comes in, who's in like uni by the way. Mm. She's like, big up my uncle's ting. And then some girl comments underneath, that's your uncle.
I'm scared. I'm doing so many things.
We're actually uncle age.
We're uncles, bro.
Fuck.
And we're not that old. I don't want people to think that.
We're
35 or 40.
We ain't far away.
We ain't that old, boy.
Trying to mask it.
Nah, I'm far away from 35, bro.
Same, bro.
You're not far away.
I'm far away.
We're far.
Yeah, same.
I'm far away.
Same.
Me and Eamon are far, bro. Same.
Are you? If you're,
it's your birthday soon. That's where.
Yeah.
Hey.
How are you gonna be?
No.
It's
no. that breaks the flipping puzzle, fam.
Yeah. Have we got to start hiding our ages?
No, I'm joking. You can say what you want.
No, don't say it, man.
I'm younger than Manny, by the way.
Same.
Yeah, same.
Manny's the oldest. Mubs.
Fabian's are active members. I'm the oldest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Fabian brings the active.
This guy's active.
I'm the youngest on mic.
Yeah, I'm turning 33, man. My Jesus year.
You know a lot about Christianity, man.
Yeah. I name a number 33.
Ooh.
That's hard, isn't it?
I don't think there are any.
Okay, 32. That makes it easier.
Oh, better than you. Tevez.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Slaps, you know. Because I would, Eman would have done. Never. Give Eman the internet. He's not doing that. Give him the internet. He's not doing that. Oh. Nah, but we absolutely love the comments, man. The good ones, the bad ones. Do you feel like, I can't remember who I was saying it to, but I feel like now the comments on YouTube and TikTok are harsher.
They're starting to really like, nah, we need quality now.
I feel like
novelty's gone.
Yeah, because I feel like even from season one and two, I was looking the other day, people said, oh, this is amazing. Like, I need more of this. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, more of those ones. Now we get, oh, I wish it was longer. Or like, that's all we get.
I wish it was longer.
Oh, sorry, but that's what it's saying. Or they say, oh, well, how can you show, where's the rest of the day? That's it. Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, but still, I think that's
so fucking rude, you know.
DSD, man.
Where's the rest of it? Oh, my day.
He thought it was in yet. He thought I was on it.
I feel
like that's almost the same thing. It's just they're saying it in a different way because there's more content for them to run through.
Yeah.
Like before, when there was less, they're just more like, oh, this is an amazing idea because it's just come out.
Yeah.
But when they can now go through literally a whole page
of stuff
of content, so they know it's a fully fledged idea now. So it's more like, oh, you guys are cooking now, so I want more.
Yeah. That's a dickhead thing when they say, like, even on YouTube, and I know they're doing it on purpose, you've just gone through the whole story. They're like, where can I find the full story? That's rude,
you
bro.
See the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing left.
Where can I find the full story?
Do you think 30 minutes episodes would slap?
In this day and age, no. It needs to be short, sharp.
Yeah, funny. But you got a beta squad who are doing long form content.
I think when
it's your real face, maybe, because there's just more to the
20 minutes of animation will slap.
20 minutes would slap.
It'll feel like a proper series. I think there's an expectation now that because they've seen so much of our stuff, they're more likely to critique, but they also want it to be a proper series.
It needs to be more refined.
Yeah. Even with the endings, it's a good point because they're like, your stories are very abrupt.
What are you doing for Christmas, man?
Christmas, I'm going to my wife's mum, my wife's family. Mm. No, my family first, then my wife's family, then I'm going to my sister's.
We've got a schedule, bro.
They're doing a evening like
a shindig.
Shindig.
I don't know what that means.
Like a party,
but I don't know. Why is it shindig?
It probably comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't know what it means.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing on Christmas.
I'm
about to be doing shindig.
Shindig.
Interesting fact.
What am I doing? So we get together.
Gets so many presents.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you see his Instagram story that he gets good presents every year.
I think Vish buys him for him.
From himself.
No, man. But you give hints. We do like the wish list thing.
Amazon
thing. Yeah. And then you just get.
Your family slap, man.
That's the only time we buy each other presents, though. I didn't get anything for Diwali. I didn't get anything. I thought I got money, but I didn't
get anything for Diwali as well.
Same.
You man got tracksuits, bro. Don't do that. It's a late gift.
Yeah, I'm at my brother's house. My brother's house slaps, man.
Let's do Secret Eid next year.
Do you give gifts?
I want you guys to be more inclusive of my faith.
Do you give gifts out at Eid?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Oh, yeah, gifts, money.
What do you
want us to do?
What do you want us to do? Yeah.
When it's Eid, also you all congratulate me.
Yeah.
Congratulate.
we should do iftar. We should do iftar.
Yeah. We could have a meal together one day.
Yeah, I'm down.
On Eid.
Yeah, on Eid. Let's say it falls on a weekend. We can do it. You can celebrate Eid after.
Okay. I'm down to do that.
I'm down. What, a Swiss butter?
I'll see what.
We need something new.
I'll see what.
Okay. Can you invite us all to yours for it?
Yeah,
and cook a big meal.
Yeah, I could do that.
Bare meat.
We don't do enough.
Pause.
We don't do enough friends.
Meat 24/7.
Because we're more colleagues now than friends.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do? We used to do Christmas dinner.
Yeah. We did all the uni lot, innit?
Yeah.
It's true.
We did it like maybe two, three years in a row.
Mm. And we did it on the first year of PTM. We went to a Windrush in Stoke Newington.
Windrush. Oh, we did go there.
Yeah.
I remember that. And that was the first time I used a TikTok. I was trying to do a TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but it didn't go well.
In the first year of PTM?
Yeah.
I think it was 2019.
2019? Yeah.
2020. One of the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't the first year. Yeah. We definitely need to do more stuff.
Shindig comes from the word shindy.
Was that your fun fact?
Is that your fun fact?
No, I just couldn't get it.
That's my fun fact.
I've always freestyled in the front fun fact.
Scottish.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Oh. Okay.
Shindy.
They probably heard Say shindy in a Scottish accent.
Shindy?
So they probably thought they were saying
shindy. Is that not Scottish?
Oh, yeah, it's true. You know.
Is that not Scottish?
That sounded like
shindy?
Your Asian accent.
Someone said something about that on my story. They're like, for hair shop, this is how Hollywood actors do Nigerian accents.
That's funny.
Oh, that's
young
funny.
Young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so true.
Young man.
But you're basically Will Smith in that slave movie.
Yeah.
Do you think hair shop's your best story on PTM?
Ooh.
Do you think it's better than this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a better crafted story. Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
I was in my bag then.
Young man.
Yeah. What's going on, people? Eman from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers.
Let's talk about what's next. What we got coming next?
What have we got coming next, lads?
More of this.
If you want to...
Maybe not. Depends on the...
Okay, what have we got coming next, Manny?
Coming up next, we're going to start production for season 6.
Yes.
Yes. Which is going to be...
Animated.
Say that again for everyone animated. Down in the comments. Season 6.
Is animated.
It's animated.
To be in production after we take a little break to recalibrate... Work
Think
on
of
stories.
New stories, yeah.
Yeah,
recoup.
Spend some time with family and friends.
Yeah.
Mm. And then we get back into the lab.
Yeah.
Animation's coming back. Outside of animation, it's down to the brands, really. We're up for anything. Down to the brands, down to opportunities. We've got a great work ethic. And we're all creative.
He's in
a junket, man.
I said, please.
You got a great work ethic. That's what I said.
My job is to do. I'm gonna work
to the bone.
Now we want to keep this free. I like the way we've evolved into like three strands of PTM, like the animated seasons,
mm-hmm. yeah.
calm, the uncut versions that come alongside the season, so the real life story tales, that's gonna come. And then this as well, like this new thing that we just started in October.
Yeah.
We wanna keep this going too. So that is the plan.
And the live shows, that's probably a
and the live shows, yeah. Hopefully a summer live show, hopefully.
Yeah. I would love to do a summer live show. That would be absolutely
That would be
sick.
Amazing. Yeah. That would be amazing.
That would be our four strands. And we're gonna try to keep this train going. How should we end? Should we end on New Year's resolutions? That's a good way to end.
Ooh! Okay, let's start.
Should we end on New Year's resolutions for PTM? Like, what would you want to see?
Us and PTM.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. Who wants to go first?
I haven't thought of this, though, man.
I'll start.
I haven't really thought.
I need
to do more reflection. Not ready yet. My New Year's resolution, personally, is to... attack work.
Oh.
I thought you were going to go back to that crimes.
When I first started out doing like my own 9-to-5 stuff.
Mm. When you say work, you mean like the stuff that you're doing, not going back into work.
No, not going back into work.
But
why is he clicking so much?
I like that.
It was nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought he was throwing shade at you.
No. I mean, he my business
I'll
partner.
I'll probably say the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. I like that.
And for PTM?
For PTM I want to go back to being more supportive.
Yo, who was that?
Your belly was your belly said, hey, I need to support me first. Support me first.
I need some mutuals first.
And them donuts are calling you, bro.
Yo.
I'm going to be more supportive in PTM is what my
thing
is.
Sorry.
So what that means is... we're all trying to go a certain direction and it's easy to highlight failures or where people maybe should pull themselves up. I feel like I was a lot more supportive at the beginning of people, whereas now I'm a bit more negative, and I have more frustration.
Cynical is the word.
Cynical, yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to get back to that as well.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My new year's resolution for 2024 is number one, to be more patient. Patience.
That's been your New Year's resolution
every year. For every year.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
And I'm getting better.
And that's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting better.
I keep coming back and I keep getting better.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for a long time.
It should be yours too, by the way. But patience is definitely should.
But you know what? You're right.
Yeah, definitely should. And for PTM, like, I feel like every year we're getting closer to something.
Mm.
Sorry, there's a fly. and I feel like this year is the year. So whatever needs to happen.
Yeah.
From my side, as well as everyone else, but at least I know that I'm pulling whatever I need to do.
Mm.
That I want to push to my limit this year so that the things that we want for this to at least be closer than they were last year. So yeah, I think that would be the New Year's resolution for PTM, because it's such a unique, sick, talented group. So it needs to be appreciated by as many people as possible.
What is
in the highest form?
What is the goal? What is the highest form?
The highest form is always going to is to be on TV. Is to have a TV show where we are characters and we're telling stories and is as entertaining as possible and it's as us as possible. Mm. It's not a diluted version of what we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then use that to then piggyback off that to then do like more live shows, to do more things that we want to do, whether that's writing or voiceovers or live shows or books or whatever it is, isn't it? Mm. Whatever the individual goals are. But I think it's to really really push on and at least push it out to the masses. That's the main thing, innit? Like we've done YouTube, we've done Instagram. Now we want everyone to see it globally.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Love that. Nice. Love that.
Mine is to be on time.
Ooh.
No, you've been good though.
But there's the continue. So to be on time and to be mindful of being on time. And then for PTM.
Sorry. I thought that was your PTM one. No.
That's everything.
Okay, that's it. For PTM, it's, you know what? We have this period where, and I think we all go through it, some more than others, is like we have this period where we're putting in so much effort on things and then we have like a dip and then we come back. It's trying to have that consistency, even if it's like the same energy throughout the year rather than having the peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping that acts as a bridge for us just taking more initiative in the things that we do or being more commercial with how we do stuff. Like, so we can just start to be more sensible and running PTM as a business as well as the creative thing it is.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
And I think it'll give us less problems, but I think we have to kind of use our initiative a bit more, I think.
Yeah, I like that. Mine for myself, it goes back to what I said earlier about just being able to be myself in all spaces and not have to act. So I'm trying to do that where I'm at work, and it's probably the most difficult place to do it. And I'm trying to do that with my family as well. So I'm trying to just be, like, even with my parents coming to the live show, I wasn't going to be like, okay, I'm not saying this or I'm not saying that.
Do they not say anything about your, like,
content? No, they don't. I think they know, and they know that when I'm speaking to them, obviously, I'm not going to talk like that. Yeah, or when I'm in that environment, I'm not. And when I'm here, I am going to be doing that. And that's the same way I want work to see things as well.
I'm still fearful of that, man.
Yeah.
Like, bring my mum to the show. I'd love to, but that step is hard.
Yeah.
I was going to when Dad said it. I was like, why would I not? But my mum was looking after the kids.
Do it once you get over that hurdle, and then you can just be yourself, because it just feels so freeing to just be yourself rather than acting all the time or trying to be like covert about what you're doing. For PTM, it's definitely to just raise the quality. I think the biggest shock this year was that the novelty has well and truly wore off. I think you're seeing that with the animation. Mm. And I think we even saw that with the live show as well. Like, we're not going to get people just saying we're lit because we're doing something new.
Yeah.
Like,
actually,
people are going to need to enjoy it. You're not going to get people saying, oh, this is a sick idea or animation is sick anymore. Like, no, they've had 4 years of that now.
Yeah.
Now it just needs to be good in whatever format it comes out. So it's just going to be about raising the quality, not being arrogant. I feel like I've had this battle with arrogance
many times over in my life where I think, okay, cool, I'm calm now. Mm. Let me just keep doing what I'm doing. And that's how you stagnate. So I just want to, make sure we're raising the quality of everything we're doing.
I like that
I like that one.
A few, man. I can take little bits from all of you guys, to be honest.
that's a bit pausey, but...
Pause. Mm. Is it wet? So you're gassing?
No, I don't think it is. No, it's not. Right.
No.
It feels wet. I thought it was wet.
Are you wearing a vest on
then? Nah, bro. I think in my everyday, obviously I've got a lot going on. It's just, I feel like I am quite organized, but I feel like I need to do better because I fall behind and then I miss things and that can't happen. So... Yeah.
He's getting back at you.
No, he did, to be
honest. He was waiting. He was waiting.
No matter what you said, he was going to click.
Even if it made no sense. I should have double bluffed it.
PCM.
I want to set us some targets.
Ooh, we should have a 2024 plan.
Visible. We should.
I saw that.
Yeah.
We should.
That's what we need to do.
I saw you see that. You liked it, the couple.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think we need to do that, but we'll do that separately and set ourselves target. I was gonna echo what Vish said in terms of consistency because I had a period where I lapsed this year. I'm gonna take everything more seriously. That's what I'm gonna do. Because I feel like at times this year I didn't. And it was quite
hard. That's gonna be hard this year.
It was quite evident. I got a lot.
Yeah.
It's gotta be done. In everything in everything I do, it just has to be excellence.
Ooh.
Slaps.
Mr.
Burns.
Amen. What's the Islamic term for amen?
Ameen.
No, but what would you guys say when you're praying, when you agree with something? Mashallah.
Yeah.
That's to being more inclusive.
Thank you, man.
Instead of just saying amen all the time, we need to be saying mashallah.
I'll still say amen, but I
agree. Why are you trying to shame me in front of God for?
For me, I want to try and be more like
past plus.
Come on, sorry.
Seems like half laughing. Seems like half laughing.
I know I'm a B cup. I'm gonna get down to an A cup.
Nah, but for me,
you can tell by his awkward laugh because he's like,
So for me, I want to try and like organize my time because there's so much things I want to do, but obviously I never kind of fulfill it. So I want to try and be more organized with my time. That's for me in general. So I want to take that on board.
Sick.
PTM, I just want to be, this is actually one thing I want to do. I want to be more, not more out there, but take more ownership and stuff.
So okay, yeah.
I think.
Which you have done this year as well.
Yeah, so I wanted to try and do more of it. So I think some stuff, for instance, in the last show, it's hard because obviously everyone is good at their lane, but I want to try and improve on certain things. So I do want to try to take more ownership on stuff. So it's kind of finding that kind of balance, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point with what you said about, especially the live show. It would have been great if we thought about the projector earlier.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
But it was just something that it was so much. We just done
last minute. Yeah.
Cause that, I think for the next one, you have to own that because
what
you actually ended up doing was so sick.
So sick. Yeah.
So like, we had that, we knew about that earlier.
You had more time.
Yeah, exactly. We've spoken about stuff like that before where you have good ideas or you have the ability to do something so well, but you're just not assertive on it until, it's normally when I say, okay, this is shit. Like, or somebody says, this is dead. Like, I don't like that. It's like, with the PowerPoint thing, it was me saying, we need to fix that PowerPoint.
And then you just, I didn't give any other guidance. You just took it and then it was just bare lit.
Took it as fuel.
Like that. So, and we spoke about that. We spoke about that last year when you were doing, when we were doing the Afro Nation stuff about just being assertive. When you've got a good idea and you know how to do something, just do it. Because half the time, we say this to the animators as well. If you do something and it's lit, no one's going to chat shit.
Yeah.
It's that real. So yeah, just go with it. Just run with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Afro Nation 2024?
Leave it. If you're watching, I don't mind.
Too much around that time, but
what month is it?
Yeah.
What month is it?
I couldn't tell you.
It's in between you guys, I believe. I think it's end of.
And you guys are like 2 weeks in between.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it might be beginning of July. Actually,
I'll wait this year, man. It's close.
I think that's gonna be such a good time, though.
That's gonna be amazing.
And when's a DLT? Mortar.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's ooh, in, that's no. right in between my and
yo, this next summer I might
chuck a sack. I might chuck something down for that one, you know.
You know what, yeah?
DLT Mortar finished me, man. I was sad.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I liked what
it looks so lit.
I get
upset that you guys are not there because I know or don't with lit, elite. Bro, I'm just telling you. We wouldn't have chilled with each other in the motives. Like, we would have all been enjoying.
Yeah.
When you say enjoying, what do you mean by that?
Like, as in, like, talking to people, like, just getting the love, taking the love in. Like,
good. I like taking it love.
A love indeed.
From my day. Oh. You know what you said?
I like taking it love. I like giving it as well. Love made the world go round.
We've been past it.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. New Year's.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Stay safe and don't talk to strangers.
True. It's a happy Christmas. Okay.
Oh, the Ghanaian guy.
Yeah, the Ghanaian guy. Thank you. Yeah, because you don't think I'm crazy.
All the years.
Yeah, that's it. I can't remember the rest of it.
Yeah. That's
what I
wanted to say. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Happy Holi.
We'll see you in the new year.
This is Tim from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.